We are learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Tzadikei Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 7 lines from the top. Omar Abaye. If someone says, he gives a present, says, Nechasai Leich Vacherecho Leploini, usually it's by a Shchimira, but either way, the same thing. He gives it to a person, it's a Isha actually, he says, the Nechasim are going to you, and afterwards, whatever is left, goes Leploini. Now, there's always a Shaila, how to look at Nechasai Loch Vacherecho Leploini, we'll see the Machlekes Tanoim in a second, and the Shaila is, what do you look at? You look at it like you're giving the first guy just Kenyan Paris because the Gufa doesn't belong to him because the minute he gives it up, it goes to the next guy. Or, Pshat is, I give the first guy the whole Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Guf, and then if there's anything left, it goes to the next guy. That's a Shah. We'll speak it out more when we see the Tanayim. So, Nechasai Leich Vacherech Al Pais, I'm giving you Nechasim, and whatever's left, going to the next guy. What happened was, she went ahead and got married. Va'omdav Nisas. She went ahead and got married. Baal lekeach ava, ve'in lacherecha mokin baal klum. The baal still lekeach. It's keilu she sold it, because when she brings a nichsim alug to her husband, and then let's say she dies, the baal is yerish at wall, because the baal is considered a lekeach. That's the halacha. It's a takanas usha. The baal is still lekeach. He's considered first lekeach. If she dies, he gets it. So here, it's like he sold it to her husband, and she gets it. Ve'in lacherecha mokin baal klum. Lacherecha gets nothing. So who's that like? Keman kaitana. Because it's a machlokes in a regular case where someone says nechasai leich v'achareich leploini, and the person in between sells it, is a good sale or not? The time went to the brisa nechasai leich v'achareich leploini yard arishin amachar. The first guy went out and sold it. Hasheni moitzi mi'alakuches. Loch is the one who's supposed to achareich is moitzi mi'alakuches. The very rabbi. Shemuel says no. Ein l'sheni l'mas shai arishin. The sheni only gets what shai arishin. Here he sold it, so there's nothing left. Like I said, the biyar machlokes is Rebbe holds that all he owns is kinyan apeiros. Not Kiyan Aguf. So therefore, he can't sell it. So therefore the halacha is that he can't sell it. The guy who's second takes it from the Lekuchas. The Lekuchas only can buy the schus that the guy who has it right now has it. Only now is the schus pairs right now. The minute that guy is out of the picture, it goes to the second guy. And the second guy takes it from the Lekuchas. He can't sell it. Rav Shemuel says, no, he could sell it. So this is like who? This is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what comes out. This is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because he says when you get married, the baal goes first. Obviously, holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you're allowed to sell it. And ain l'sheni l'mas shai arishin. Freidim Arkasho, Omi Abaye Hachi, Abaye really said that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ba'om Abaye, and it says over here, more than that, it says over here that if she goes ahead and gets married, the baal goes first. The guy takes it. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ba'om Abaye, is a Rosh Aram. What's called a Rosh Aram? Which means a Rosh who gains nothing. Who hurts someone else for no reason? Zah Masi Eitzah Limkar Benachasim B'Shem Gamliel. He gives someone an Eitzah. He's not getting anything. He gives someone an Eitzah. He says, by the way, if you have Nechasim that it's Acharecha Leplaini, sell it because if B'Shem Gamliel it works. He says, someone gives someone that Eitzah, that's called a Rasha. So the Kasha is here. Abaye is saying you're allowed to get married. So the Mar says a Pasha Tarat. The Mar says, what are you talking about? Abaye didn't say it's Mutar Atchila. Mikom Tinasei Nisus Kamar. It says. Don't say you should get married. It says Nisus, if you got married, but the Eved it works. So it's not a raya it's not a kash on a bayah. Kash was a bayah says you're not supposed to do this eitzah of stopping the acharecha to get it, right? You're stopping the acharecha. He said, yeah, I didn't say you should get married. I said, if she gets married, the halacha is about lekeach goes first. But the only question like this, you're telling me if you're a bayah, you're not allowed to get married? That makes no sense. You should stay aguna the rest of your life. So the Rishonim speak out, doesn't mean you have to stay aguna. It means you should get married, but make a tenai when you get married that the husband is not going to be a lekeach. And that you could do in this case, say that since it's acharecha leploini, you're not going to be a partner over here. So therefore, that's the only way you like to get married chatchila. But you're not going to get married chatchila and make the acharecha lose their part in this property. They're supposed to be getting after you. So it's a rasha orum in order if someone's masi eitzah for someone to go ahead and do something, get married like this. Abaye says he's married. If you did it like the Eved, it works. But chatchila should not do it. Vama Abaye. Nechasai leich v'acharecha leploini. What's a locha if he said nechasim to you and acharecha leploini? Umachra. And she sold it. Umesa. And she died. Habal moitzim yad lekuchos. V'acharecha. So here's going to be one of these cases of stickle chalila over here. We'll see. It will be a little different halacha. So what happened is here, let's get a couple of cases. Abaye goes over to a lady and says nechasim to you and afterwards is going to Yankel. Okay? Va'acharecha leploini, umachra, umesa, and she sold it also, and she died. Habal moitzi miyad lekuchos. We'll see this has a lot of stems. If you have any questions, you can ask the question, but everything will be answered soon. So here, what happens is, she said that the guy who gave it to her said it's for you, and then after it was going to Yankel. She went ahead and she sold it. She got married and she sold it. She was married and she sold it. Umeisa, and she died. So halacha is, when Aisha sells a piece of nichsim alug, the Baal gets it first. Why? Because the Baal is considered first lekech. So here when she dies, the Baal says, Herzachayin, I am the Yerush, and he takes it from the one who bought it. Moitzmi alakuchas. But then comes the Acharecha, who's Yankel over here, and he takes him Yad Baal. We have before that you don't get it from the Baal, that will be tomorrow's Kasha soon. But Acharecha takes him Yad Baal. V'leikeach takes him Yad Acharecha. And Lekeach takes it from the Acharecha. Because the Lekeach says, I bought it from the Isha, and a sale works. We go like a Shimon Gamil, that a sale works. At the end of the day, here, even though it goes Chalila, we put in the hand of the Lekeach. And we'll see why in a second. So on this story, there's really two kashas. One kasha is, why is it not a Mishnah, which is Chazaras Chalila, which the Gemara will ask. The other question is, didn't we just say that Abaya says that in a case where you say, Nichse Leich v'acharayach l'plani, after it's the uncle, and they get married, the Lekeach gets it before the acharayach. So why here does the acharayach get acharech? Why does the uncle get it from the Baal? What's the pshat? So the Gemara's asked that kasha also. The Gemara's answer is the difference between a Panuya and a Nesua. We'll see in a second. But first, the Gemara has this question. Our Mishnah says that if it goes Chalila, you have to make up Shara. And here, remember, is the Chalila. Why is the Chalila? Let's get the characters over here. We have over here the Baal, we have a Lekech, a border from the Isha, and we have the Acharecha, we'll call Yankel. These are the three characters. So when she dies, the husband says, it's mine, goes to Lekeach, says, you bought it, but I go first, I'm Lekeach Rishon. The Yankel, the Acharecha, comes to the Baal and says, what do you mean, I'm the Acharecha? When she dies, I get it, I go before you. Then, then the Lekeach says, what do you mean, I bought it, and we pass in the Acharecha, someone buys it, gets it first. Then the Baal goes to Lekeach and says, I get it, because I'm the first Lekeach. So he keeps going round and round. Here, for some reason, we let the Lekeach keep it. And the Kasha says, why? It's Chazaras Chalila. So Gemara answers, Hosom istu pseid lekulu. In the case of our Mishnah, the Chazeres Chalila, there everyone's having a pseida. There the Isha wants to collect ksuba, and the Lekech paid money for the property. Hacha, the only one losing out money is the Lekech. The only one who paid money for his property is the Lekech. The Acharecha and the Baal got it for free. So therefore, we feel more bad for the Lekech, and in this case, since he has the pseida, we leave it by the Lekech. We leave it by the Lekech, that's the Halacha. Beis Din does not take it from them. And the truth is, the way Rashi explains it, we let it go one round. We let it go one round that if we let it go until it lands up by the Lekeach again. Because the first thing is that the Baal takes from Lekeach, that's his right. He's the first Lekeach Rishon. The Acharecha goes to the Baal and says, well, it goes to me. And then the Lekeach takes away from the Acharecha, the Lekeach keeps it in that case. Because the Lekeach now is coming Mikoyach the Acharecha. And between him and the Acharecha, he paid for it. Since he paid for it, we give it to him. And if it would be coming Mikoyach, if he would try to take away from the Baal, that doesn't work. Because the Baal is the Lekeach Rishon still. And Halacha won't work. But here, the Lekeach takes it from the Acharecha. So there, we let him keep it over there. We let it stay there because he got it Mikoyach the Acharecha, not Mikoyach the Baal. And therefore, we say, since he has a loss, we let him keep it, and we let him take it from the Acharecha, and he keeps it now. So this is the ma'is over here. So also Rav Mama Shmaitz of Rav Ashi, he said it's Shmaitz from Rav Ashi. He says, Mi am Abaya Hachi? Did Abaya really say this? Psak, Vom Abaya, Nichsei Lech V'Acharecha L'Ploini, Om Devinissas, if she gets married, Baal Lekech, Ava, the Baal's Lekech. Just like we said, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, when you sell something, we said this Gemara also, if you sell something, Lekech gets it better than the Acharecha, so getting married also called Lekech. We just said it before that a Baal is like a Lekeach. Let's shout over here. The present she got was before she got married. Hacha, it was after she got married, the guy came over to her and said, Nichsai Leich v'acharecha l'ploini. Hacha domlek she nesua. So my kama la acharecha likni Baal likni. When I say Nichsai Leich v'acharecha l'ploini, I'm saying clearly, I don't want your Baal to be kind. And it's a big shaylach glad to say, give a matana to Isha, I'm not saying Baal Rishuspa, it's a big machlekes, Tanoim and Gemara, but here we allow it. Here he can make a Tanai when he's giving it to for some reason and say Acharecha LePlayni. It's built into the Kenyan like that, and the Baal has no right in it. Therefore, here the Baal has no right in it. The only one that had right in it is Lekech, but not a Baal, and that's Pshat in the Chazaras Chalila. So again, this halacha will go Chalila, land it by the Lekech, because since Lekech may money for it, we'll let it stay by the Lekech. The end of the Mishnah said V'chein Baal Choy, V'chein Isha. That's what it said. What's this case over here? So Bryce explains. Tano v'chein b'alchoy v'shnei l'kuchos v'chein isha b'alchoy v'shnei l'kuchos. What does that mean? B'alchoy is another case of a chazeres chalila. The case of b'alchoy v'shnei l'kuchos means like this: Reuven owed Shimon owed money to Reuven. Okay, Shimon owed money to Reuven, and Shimon owed money to Reuven, and Shimon had two fields, each one only worth 50. He sold both of them. And Reuven came to collect, but Reuven wrote to the Lekeach Sheni, to the second Lekeach, the second 50, I don't want anything to do with you. So the halacha is, so the Baal Chayiv takes from the Rishon. And the Rishon can't say, I left you a Mokim to take advice, because both 50s are Meshuvah. So he takes it from him. Now the Rishon Lekeach goes to the Sheni and says, Hezachayim, give me your field now. My field, I take it away, I'm taking yours. And after he takes the second field, the Baal Chayiv comes and collects it from him, because he never made up with the Rishon. He's not taking from him; he takes from the Rishon. But now the Sheni goes to the Rishon and says, that's mine. And because not the Rishon, he goes to the guy who collected it, the Reuven who collected it, says that's mine because you said you're not going to fight with me about it, so that's mine. And then the Rishon goes back to the Sheni and takes away from him. So he goes chalila. Here's a case you have to make a pshara. The same type of halacha. There was a ksuba al baila, and he had two fields worth the total of the ksuba, 50 each, and he sold both of them. And she wrote to one of them, the second lekeach, I'm not going to take it away from you. So there also, she collects on the first lekeach, because that's a shibud. Then the first lekeach goes to the second lekeach and takes away from him. And she goes again to that lekeach and takes away what he has. And then the lekeach sheni goes to the, she says, that's mine. And again, goes chalila, here's a case, you have to do a pshara. So Adkan, Hadra Allah, Parak Misha Inosui, Bali Nadar, for those that finished it.